Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Mike is looking for a second date update with a woman named Caitlin. Hi, Mike. How are you?
Hey, what's going on? I'm doing okay. How about you?
Good, good. You prefer Mike or Michael?
Either or is fine. Let's go with Mike.
Sounds good. Let's start from the beginning. Tell us how you met Caitlin and how that first date went.
So, I hate having to make this call, but I got to know what happened here. I met this girl online, and we went out twice, and we hooked up after our second date. And, I mean, everything was cool. It was great. I had a good time. And I had the indication that we were, onto something more going on. We had great conversations. The chemistry was, through the roof. I mean, it was great. And this might be TMI, but, she totally took charge at her place when I spent the night. I mean, she was on it.
Okay.
I mean, she...
An animal, really animal, huh?
In a way that you were happy with.
Yeah, I mean, she pretty much slammed me up against the wall and attacked me. I mean, it was hot. I mean, hot. Really hot.
Great.
Dang. Good for her.
So she made a lot of noise, she was, really enjoying it. I
mean, did she make cat noises?
I'll leave the noises to
our imagination. Okay.
To your imagination, yeah. I mean, everything was good. And we talked about what we were looking for, and both of us were pretty crystal clear that we weren't just looking for just a hookup, That's why we didn't get too intimate after the first date, because she was like, I like the chemistry, and she liked the chemistry, and it was definitely there, but we didn't want to rush into anything. And she told me that she could see somewhat of a future with me, and I agreed with her. And now it's just, she's gone. She's not returning any of the messages I sent her, and just no responses. And I don't get it.
Yeah. I love that. So you guys had this conversation on the first date, or some of it was on the first date, some of it was on the second date? Because you said you slept together on the second date, right?
Yeah, but we kind of had these conversations on the first date. Just, what are you looking for?
Right. And so we don't think this was a random hookup, because even she expressed the desire for something more than just a hookup.
Yeah, we talked about that. She expressed that she was looking for something just more than just a one-night stand. And that's pretty much what led us to, led us just to kind of keep in the respect for the first date.
We
just, played it cool and talked and got to know each other. And then, the second date led to, I'll let you guys lead your imagination to be.
Right.
Awesome.
So, and you don't recall any awkward, uncomfortable moments in your last encounter with her, do you?
No. That's what's boggling my mind.
Okay.
I'm having a bad feeling about this.
Yeah. I mean, do you think that maybe you weren't wild enough for her? I mean, you were talking about how she really took charge. I'm wondering if maybe she would have preferred you take charge, or maybe your performance level.
I'll tell you this. I felt like everything was going very well for both of us.
That was met enthusiastically.
Right. I felt really good about it. She seemed like she was really into it and really,
happy.
Just really into it. I mean,
question.
I don't know what else to say.
Were there any selfie ring lights in the bedroom?
Stop.
But we spent a lot of time talking about OnlyFans this week, and maybe she's using you for video content. That's where my brain went.
No way.
Wouldn't that be
something? Juicy.
Got a great video from this guy. Bye.
And he doesn't even know he's on it?
Yeah.
Oh, God, not again.
I'm kind of hoping so now.
Yeah, I mean, I don't recall any of.
Okay, just checking.
Wow.
All right. Well, Mike, I'll tell you what. We're going to take a break here. So is there any other details you think we need to know then before we take the break?
I mean, not that's coming to mind. I mean, unless I'm missing something, because, I mean, everything I just told you is, my recollection of the evening.
Right.
And I don't know. It's just weird.
Okay. then we will take a break here. Fritch will get her phone number from you, and next thing we'll do is call her up and see what she thought of you and her two dates with you and that wild night at, what was it, her place, right?
Yeah.
All right, coming up next, Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. Well, Mike said he hates the fact he has to call Second Date Update for this. I guess we are kind of a necessary evil in a way.
Well, we provide a really valuable service.
People hate to use.
Right. But are grateful that we're here.
And, you know, sometimes it works out well. Mike went on a couple of dates with Caitlin after meeting her online and just really seemed to click. You know how it is when you meet someone and you seem to have a lot in common. You just really seem to understand and get each other. So they had that going for them. Neither are looking for just a random hookup. You know, they're both looking for something potentially more, which is why they didn't hook up the first date, but they did hook up the second date. And he said it was wild. Like, she was fantastic. Yeah, she really took charge.
She was on it.
She was as into it and enjoying it as much as he was, which is why he is at a loss and just does not understand why she suddenly has gone silent on him. And we're going to call her up and hopefully get some kind of explanation or figure out what's going on with her. Did you think of anything else, Mike, that we need to know before we make the call?
No, I can't think of anything.
Okay. Well, let's call Caitlin and see what's going on.
Hello?
Hi, can we speak to Caitlin, please? Hey, Caitlin, it's Jeff, Jen, Fritch, and Tim at Q102. How are you?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
How are you?
Oh, my God, you guys.
Did we catch you at a bad time? It sounds like you're getting ready for work.
I am getting ready for work, but it's you guys. Oh, my God.
Well, can you pick up? Because it sounds like you got us in speakerphone and you sound a million miles away.
Okay. Hang
yeah,
on.
Sorry, if you don't mind.
I'm getting dressed. One
you
second.
Sound really nice. We'd love to talk to you.
We love your enthusiasm.
Can you, hang on.
Okay. Especially since you seem like you like us, that's a plus.
Yeah, we'll take it.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Ooh, there we go.
That's so much better. That's so good.
Right.
Thank you for doing that. So, guess who called us about you?
Oh, my God. This is Second Date Update, isn't it?
It is Second Date Update. Yes. Busted.
Oh, you guys.
Assuming we're talking about the same person.
Mike?
Yes. Is there something he's missing? Because the last time he saw you, he said it was fantastic.
Amazing.
And you're amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's true.
Clearly.
Well, shit. All right, listen. I really liked this guy. Like, I'm going to admit it. I was really into him, and
these are all past 10 sentences. If you notice that, I really liked.
Yeah. Well, with all the COVID craziness that we've all been through this last year, I'm going to be honest. It had been quite some time since I had a man in my bed, and I was totally ready for one.
That's an interesting thing to note, by the way, for anyone who's listening. Keep that in mind.
Keep that in mind that it's been a while since some women have had a man in their bed and they might want to
consider that.
Yes.
We were definitely into one another. I was definitely into him. I definitely had the hots for him. But when he slipped his hand down my and stuck a finger in
Oh, damn.
It was like being with an icicle.
Oh.
Oh.
I thought you were going to say he had like real long gnarly nails or something.
Ew.
So his finger was cold or fingers?
I don't know what was happening down there. All I know is that it felt like an icicle. And
how did that make you feel, Caitlin? Oh, I think we lost Caitlin. Caitlin, are you there?
Oh, no.
No.
And that's it.
I just heard
I muted.
Oh, there
she's
she
back.
Is.
She was muted.
Oh,
thank
she.
God.
Okay.
I totally muted myself with my cheek.
Oops.
Oh, that's okay.
I have so done that before.
I don't mute myself, but I do hit that dial thing that
beep.
Yeah.
Yeah, like dink. Yeah. Like dialing.
Right. So, Caitlin, you said his finger felt like an icicle, and what?
So I jumped. I totally jumped. Like, I jumped up on the bed. I squealed. And I could tell he thought that I liked it. You know what I mean? Like, that wasn't the case at all. Because it was shocking. Like, to feel that coldness was so shocking, and I wasn't ready for it at all.
A little bit different kind of a polar plunge.
I see.
Yeah. No, you didn't.
I mean, have you ever done that? I mean, jumping into the frigid water. I mean, I've done it. I've done that. So it was like, yes, it was like
felt
that.
Like that.
Yeah.
So ice cube play, which I don't know if you've done before, but I've done it before, but that kind of comes later. And with knowledge that it's going to be happening.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that you have to prepare your system for, like jumping into the frigid ocean. I mean, at least for me.
Right.
So surprise ice is a no-go for this gal.
Gotcha. Okay.
So at that point, I just took charge and kept his fingers out of the picture as much as I could, and it was fine.
Because, damn it, you had a man in your bed, and you were not going to let that go no matter what.
Right.
I hear you.
Exactly. Thank you for feeling me. Yes. And because I'm being honest, I need fingers involved in a few different ways, and I need them warm. Warm.
I see. So this is seriously a deal breaker for you, the temperature of his fingers.
Kind of, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love that you still made it work, though. I mean, you were able to, you know.
I had to. I
mean, power through.
Is that really it? I mean, is there anything else, or is this it?
That's it.
Was it only the cold fingers down there, or was it wherever they were?
Because I'm wondering if, Mike, let's bring Mike into the conversation since he's on the phone listening now. Mike, do you just normally have cold hands or cold fingers?
That's what I'm wondering. Like, is this all the time?
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I forget about that sometimes because I am diabetic and it can actually cause my hands to be very cold. Mm. And I forget about it because I've just been dealing with it for many years now, and it's just kind of...
You don't even think about it.
Like, when your body's a certain way, you just kind of grow used to it being like that, and you don't even really realize it's like that.
Right.
And,
so when you pulled that move, and she reacted the way that she said she reacted, were you thinking what she thought you were thinking, that she was really into it, when in fact she wasn't?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I thought she was. I didn't realize that was the case.
We've all been there.
Yeah. Where she's like, oh, stop doing that.
She's really feeling me on this one.
I can't tell if she's really into it or if I'm hurting her.
She thought ice play came later. That was, by the way, sidebar, never heard ice play in my life.
Yeah. You haven't?
No.
You've never even done it?
I know I've heard a lot of strange ass stuff on this show, but I have never heard of
You've never
about
done anything
ice
with an ice cube?
No. Why the hell would you do that?
Oh. Well, the same reasons you pull in the hot wax and the
well,
same
I
reason you pull in all
burning
those.
Burning sounds way better than
I
freezing
mean,
to
you
me.
Would, you're more of a hot guy, so you would be more about the
it's a different sensation.
Flavored massage oil that heats up. That would
Ugh.
Be more.
No.
Yeah, like, you know, they make that lube that's like hot, cold lube.
Icy hot?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, that's not the... It's like KY
you
jelly,
don't
but it's hot and cold.
Public service announcement.
I know,
don't
I
use
joking.
Icy hot on your parts.
That's
but
kind of,
that's a no. Purchase the stuff that's intended to go in those parts.
All right, back to Mike's sugar issue.
But that's kind of the thing, though, Tim, is like it's similar to that, but with ice cubes.
Okay. Never heard of it. Honest to God.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Mike, I'm sorry, but now you know.
I feel like an asshole now. I'm so sorry. I never even considered that it might be a medical condition. And now I feel, well, this is, it's awkward.
I mean, you know, it is what it is. I don't know what else to really say. And there's really, honestly, like, not much I can do about it.
And those little hand warmers, don't they, that they sell for, like,
get
tailgating?
Some Bernie Sanders mittens.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Get Mike some Bernie Sanders mittens.
Right.
Jeff is talking about they're called hot hands.
That's it. But I like the mittens idea better.
Yeah.
Well, you did say that you do like the ice play. You just normally have a discussion about it and it comes a little bit later in the relationship.
Hey, baby.
Now, we know you like it, so shouldn't it theoretically be a
maneuverable
match? You know?
I got my mittens on. I'm ready to travel.
That would be awesome if
she
had
the mittens. But she did, you know, she mentioned that fingers were very important to her for a multitude of reasons.
Sure.
Is there anything that, you know, we could do to heat up the fingers for the other things?
I think it's just kind of out there now, and I won't ever, ever be able to stop thinking about it.
You're not going to go back out with him?
Well, I don't want her to feel pressure either. You know, that ain't no fun. I mean, if you don't want to go out with them, don't go out with them just because you're feeling pressure from us.
Right.
I think it's a no.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's honest.
Right. It's honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all we can ask.
I'm sorry, Mike.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Mike. That sucks.
All good. I mean, I'm kind of feeling the same way at this point, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get it. There'll be a woman out there that runs a little hot. I mean, I understand what that feels like.
If I may make a suggestion, find yourself a good Norwegian girlfriend.
Yeah, maybe.
Solicit for one of those.
Isn't Kristen Norwegian?
Good talking to you, Mike. Thanks for coming on. Caitlin, love you both.
Thanks, guys.
Take care, you guys.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.